fine, Mom. School is the same old, same old. Yes, Mom, I already know who I'm going to ask for prom. Don't even ask who he is. Fine. Mom, do you mind? I'm eating. I'm not upset. I'm just kind of impatient. Okay? I mean, it's already 2:02. What is taking him so long? Who's keeping him? Is he again with that He's here, he's here! Big brother!
No, I won't ever let you go.
Come, you have to eat. No, Mom. Bro doesn't want to be hugged. Sit down. Here, big bro, take my seat. You must be so tired. I prepared you some soup.
Say, ah.
Yes, I will feed you. That's the least I can do for my favorite brother. Now, open wide. Plane incoming. What? Is it too hot? You don't like it? Mom! Make something else or I am gonna fuck it! Sorry, I'm just a bit stressed out these days. No, it has nothing to do with you. Nothing! It's just that school's really stressed me out. All the stuff with prom. For quite some time, I wanted to ask you something really important. Do you, by any chance, do you want to be, tell me, how was your day? Wow, that's so awesome! I've always known you're gonna go places. Is it a group project? See. You're still better off working alone, because your teammates will just drop all their workload on you. Could you say who's on your team?
Jennifer? Yeah, I've heard of... No. I have never heard of that woman's name before. I mean, who the heck is she? She must be really stupid and unpleasant and fugly and stupid. Just completely unremarkable person in your life. You just have a nice, friendly, professional relationship with her, right? Right? What do you mean, not just... excuse me, family, I need to go to the bathroom. I am fine.
I knew you had your eyes on him, you little piece of plastic shit!
Okay, come on. Come on. Hello? Is that Jennifer on the phone? Oh, hi! So nice to finally meet you. How many dicks have you shoved up your pussy today? Who am I? Maybe the girlfriend of the guy you want to fuck? What? You shut your mouth. That would be the first, you fucking skank. I don't care what fears of abandonment you have, but my man is my man. Watch out, but because I am not fucking abandoning you, there is no witness protection that can fucking protect you from me. When I find you, I'll shove my arm so deep down your hooker throat, you'll fucking understand the meaning of daddy issues. Better go fucking now because I'm bringing down an ungodly fucking hellstorm upon you. The seventh seal is broken. Pestilence and plague, motherfucker. I will obliterate you.
Hello? Hello?
She hung up. Rude bitch. Yeah, you better run.
You'd better. Better run.
Either. I'm fine. I'm fine. I don't want to talk about it. I said I don't want to talk about it, you monster. Your hugs, big brother. They're so strong, so warm. You've always been there for me. I've always felt so good around you. This is really not fair. No, it's not anything Mom did. Oh, it's not because of school. Yeah. It is because of a boy. A lot of guys at school ogle me. Some confess to me, but I love only this one guy. He is the kindest, the prettiest, sexiest hunk I've ever seen. He has the most beautiful eyes, the most gorgeous smile. He smells so nicely. Whenever I close my eyes, I see his face. Whenever he's not there, I imagine what he might be doing. Whenever I am alone, I... What I want to say is that I have spent so much time thinking about him. I don't know what I would do if he doesn't like me the same way. Isn't that romantic, big bro? It's just like every love story, right? Is it completely normal? Yes. Yes, exactly. Thank you so much for telling me that. Sorry. I'll stop. What? Oh, he does like me. It's just... Wait, it's a bit more complicated than that. He is, you see, Look, Jennifer is a whore, and you should know that. I said what I said. She is a floozy who seduces guys and rapes them. She has these super weird fetishes and forces guys to impregnate her so she can get that child support money. I have my sources. Calm down. Please. Brother, you gotta trust me. Please don't yell at me. Another hug. I'm sorry. Listen, you have to break up with her. You have everything at home. Please. No, don't go. Don't go. I am not moving. You can't leave. You're the only thing I care about. You must stay with me. Ouch, shit. This is for the best, my love. Everything will be perfect from now on. Are you awake, my love? Come here. Shh, shh. Don't yell. The neighbors might hear. Meanie. I have to shove my panties in your mouth now. It's better. I've never heard you cuss so much. Potty mouth. Hey, you don't need to test the ropes. I tied you up as best as I could, just like you wanted. I told your friends you're sick. I fake called Mom and told her Dad got into an accident, so she is way out of town. No one can ruin her dream anymore. Yeah, I should really remove that blindfold before we begin. Rise and shine, sweetheart. But metaphorically, don't try getting up. Now, what do you think about my wedding dress? It was a bit expensive to buy everything, but this is a special occasion after all. The makeup alone took me 2 hours. I was afraid you might wake up. I even decorated my room. A princess and her prince in their fairy tale land at last. But yes, you are naked. Everything is just like we imagined it, right? Jennifer would never go so far for you. I even have proof. Just take a look at the screen. This photo shows the first time you two were in the same room together. Snakes strike when you least expect them. Here is when the bitch invited you out for coffee for the first time. Let's move along. Look, this is her sucking your ugly big dick boss while playing with her loose pussy lips. If some of them look fake, well, they aren't. This is her at the truck stop eyeballing some ugly curb crawlers. She even smokes. Do you want to know what he does during those nightly escapades? I was shocked a bit, not at all, when she asked them to triple team her. When she asked for another one in her ass. Yikes. This is her smiling after a 100 guy bukkake. Basically a genocide. Such a shameless slut. But you knew that, big bro. You knew how wrong she was for you. You just wanted me to get jealous. Unfortunately, I am not a jealous type. Oh, wow. Your dick got hard. Even harder than before. You naughty boy. Are you getting a hard-on for your cute sister? I'm going to put these disgusting photos away. She doesn't need to bother us anymore. This moment is only for us to enjoy. Let me get back here. This beautiful cock. My beautiful cock. It only gets harder for me. I've wondered what it looks like for so long. It wasn't until I installed the camera in the bathroom then saw it. And perfect. A perfect cock for my perfect brother. I rewatched that footage a million times. I would take a bathroom break at school just so I could touch myself. Every night I fell asleep with my hand between my thighs and I dreamed about holding it in my hand, smelling it, about pressing it on against my face. I didn't know you taste so amazing, big brother. I want to have it in my mouth till the moment I die. Ha ha ha.
I saw you jerking off with it in the shower. You were thinking about me just like I was thinking about you. So romantic.
This is our destiny, sweetheart. We were made for each other. I love you. I love you, big brother. You love me as well. You do? You absolutely do. You make me so happy, my love. Nothing is going to ruin this moment for us. Nothing will stand between you and me. Whoever comes our way, we'll be together for eternity. Prepare yourself, sweetheart. The time has come. Here we go. Do I, the most undeserving sister in the whole world, take the most beautiful, the most gorgeous man to be my wedded husband? Do I promise to love him, to comfort him, to serve him, to keep him in sickness and health, to be faithful only to him for as long as time lasts? I do. I do. I do. I do. A million times I do. I'll take my panties from your mouth now. Do you, my sunshine, the air in my lungs, the whole of my world, take your loving sister to be your wedded wife in sickness and health, through thick and thin, against all who want to divide us, to be faithful only to me, to love only me, to never leave me, to hate every other girl from this day to eternity? You do? I love you so much, dear. I love you. I love you. I love you. Okay. You can't believe how happy you made me. I want you to know just how grateful I am. I want you to take me. My body belongs to you, just like yours belongs to me. Look. Look how much I want you. This is the glistening cunt of your horny wife. Your cock belongs inside it. I have never given it to anyone else. That is my reward to you. My virgin cunt is yours to deflower. This cock... I want you hard. I want you ready. It's time for us to consume our matrimony. I know you're excited, but just stop trembling for a second. Just need to straddle you. I get to ride my stallion. God, I'm also shaking. Shit. Okay. I'm putting it inside, big brother. Take me. I am having sex with my big brother. It's better than I imagined. Oh, God. Oh, oh, I feel so full. Oh, I feel so complete. Kiss me. This is where we belong, darling. We were meant to be united. I'm going to move now. I'll ride you. Oh, God. Shit. Oh, it feels so strange. But it feels amazing. This is the moment we both waited for. This is supposed to feel fantastic. Oh, I've always wanted you to be my first. I've trained myself. I've watched so many videos of sluts doing nasty things to stupid hunks. I will be even better than them. I am my big brother's perfect wife. We'll do everything. I'll do every perverted little thing you ask me. I'll wake you up every morning with a blowjob. I'll drink your cum for breakfast every day. If you blast it on my face, I'll wear it the entire day. You can even slap me. Punish your naughty wife like this. Whenever we are horny, we'll fuck like animals until we are half dead. You'll get to use all my holes whenever you please, however you please, and you will never, ever leave me. They will always be in our way. They will never stop until we are apart. They will say that what we are doing is wrong, that we are sick. They will call us crazy. Why do you look at me like that, sweetheart? Are we doing something wrong? Say it. Is this wrong? Is this incest? Yes. Yes, it is. We're doing what no sibling should. We spat in the face of nature. We are a disgrace to the entire human race. Oh, you're fucking your sister. Your cock is inside her warm pussy. Doesn't it feel incredible? This is love, big brother. We love each other, and that's what they hate. Fuck me, big brother. Don't care about anything else. Forget about it. Fuck your bride with everything you've got. Look again at the screen. I have planned everything. We'll go to Paris for a honeymoon. We'll eat in the most expensive restaurants. And we'll go on boat trips down the Seine. We're gonna climb to the top of the Eiffel Tower. I'm gonna say how pretty it is. Then you'll say it's not prettier than me. And I'm gonna laugh and blush. And then we're gonna kiss. And it will be the most romantic thing ever. Then we're gonna move away from this place. We're going to move north where nobody knows us. We'll rent this little cottage in the middle of the woods where no one will bother us. You're going to spend your days hunting and chopping down trees while I'll be tending to the house. Whenever you return, there'll be a warm meal on the table. Every night we'll cuddle while watching movies, and you'll call me sweetheart. You're going to say that because you're my husband, and because you love me. You love your wife. Please say that you love me even now. Please say that you love me. You are my whole world. Kiss me.
I would hug you forever no matter what they say. They are all jealous, honey. They say we are perverts, but they can never understand. Ah, monsters they all are. I will fucking kill every person that comes between us. Every single one. As slowly as I possibly can. One weird tasting morning coffee and then... Or like this, my beautiful darling. My fingers hugging their necks. Squeezing to the bone, the air struggling to leave their throat, seconds turning into minutes. We'll show them what love is. That's why I need a baby. We can't have a perfect family without a baby. You deserve a child, and I can give it to you. That would be the greatest gift you could give me. I want to be a mommy. I want to have my brother's baby. I want to bring our incestuous abomination into this world. This is our dream. I'll be the greatest mother to my brother's child. You're shaking from excitement, right? Nothing can stop us. We can't wake up from our dream. We'll create a family. We're going to be parents. You just have to release it inside me, sweetheart. It's the perfect day. I'm ovulating. My body is as fertile as it can be. My womb waits for your seed. Oh, yes. Yes, fuck me, big brother. Ruin my pussy for any other man. Yes, you'll coat my cunt with your warm semen. You'll breed me tonight. Oh, yeah. My belly will swell with our child. You will care for me like a good husband should. I will look so beautiful. Our first baby will be a boy, and he will bear his father's name. He'll have his father's looks, but he will have my eyes. He'll be my special boy, and he'll be really handsome. He'll become a famous actor, and he'll invite us to his resort in the Caribbean every summer. And after him, we'll have two girl twins. One will be called Mary. The other Susan. They will love watching cartoons, and they will be gorgeous because they will take after me. They will both be super smart, and they will attend Harvard. They will become successful doctors and have a big family. That's only the beginning, honey. I will give you lots of kids. I will pop at least one every year till I fucking drop dead. We'll never be apart. We'll grow old together in our little cottage in the woods where no one is there to judge us. Come in, me, big brother. Yes, make me feel so good. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. Fill me up. Get that cock deep in there. Coat my insides with your seed. This is our dream. Oh, make love to me. Love me. Love me. Conceiving, sweetheart. My belly. I know I am. It's just like I've always imagined. I can imagine it. Me carrying our precious baby boy in my arms. Thank you for everything.